Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Numbers 2, Psalm 36, Ecclesiastes 12, and Philemon 1. So as I work to develop a media company, I am more and more aware of the power of storytelling. One of my favorite mediums to do that has always been photography. What is so beautiful about photography is that unlike film, it captures a singular moment. All that was before is insignificant. All that was after is not even a thought. Everything hinges on that one perfect moment in time. An entire story can be shared from simply that one moment. At the same time, because it is only a singular moment, it doesn't have the capacity to truly capture the full context. I mean, looking at family photos, for instance, no one knows that Mateo was running around like a madman just before that picture, or that Layla was really down that entire day until the smile came on for the camera. In the same way, if we look at scripture like a still frame picture and not step back to take advantage of the full context of what came before and what comes after, we run the risk of misunderstanding what the real story is. And not just the narrative we imagine or desire to craft based on that one snapshot verse. No place is this more apparent than a solid reading of Ecclesiastes. Unlike Proverbs, which acts more like a photo scrapbook of wisdom, Ecclesiastes is a biographical journey of a teacher sharing thoughts as he struggles with life, learns, and grows along the way. Taking a singular verse or two out of this context of the whole book likely does not capture the actual truth that God would want delivered to our hearts through our study. For example, when the author began the book, he said, "Absolute futility," says the teacher. "Absolute futility. Everything is futile." This was the heart of a man struggling with life from the perspective outside of God. But one could take the snapshot of a verse and bumper sticker that and begin a tirade of chaos living. Because in the words of so many songs by Queen, Lauryn Hill, Metallica, nothing even matters, right? Are these songs born from a broken narrative gained from a simple snapshot of a larger truth? God stands outside of any given moment and always has the larger context in mind. And as we step back and seek to stand with Him, we can see more of the grand perspective that helps us understand how the snapshots actually work together. We can read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 as a part of God's truth, as we know where it ends in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, as we read today. Verses 13 through 14 said this: "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, with every secret thing, whether good or evil." Our inability or laziness or refusal to read the whole of a thing keeps us from truly gaining the revelation of God's truth. I think it no coincidence that the whole Bible starts with the words "in the beginning," but the conclusion is revelation. The full revelation of the truth God has for us comes when things are allowed to sit in the greater context. Chapter 1, verse 1 works well as we know all of chapters 1 through 12. This book even makes fuller sense when we know the collection called the Books of Wisdom, which gives even greater understanding to the work of God and his people in the New Testament. His word finds greater meaning as a whole as we step back and work to understand the work of his Spirit in our life today, which has even fuller meaning as we look from an even greater perspective at our life in the context of our city, state, nation, and the world today. God sits outside of it all, seated on his throne, and will reward each of us for the part that we played in his grand narrative. And yet, with his heart of love, he condescends through Jesus and his Spirit to continually call his people to convene as he intervenes for our good and for his glory. But will we decide today to stop studying the photography of his word and of life and let God press play as he shows us the whole story? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God with the big context always in mind, that you stand outside of time and are not changed by any of the events therein, but you have a grand narrative you are telling. You have a great plan that you are working out, Lord God. And I pray that as we sit in the snapshots of life, that you help us to rise out of life under the sun and sit with you, stand with you in the greater context, looking and gathering a glimpse of the greater perspective so that we can live life with a greater joy and a greater freedom and a greater understanding that you are sovereign over all and in all things, Lord God. Help us to trust you even the more as we know that you see all. We thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' mighty, matchless name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode of the 5 by the Fire podcast. Hey, continue to keep me in prayer as I'm still working out how to make this work from another computer. Make sure you leave a comment over 5bythefire.org. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate us on iTunes and share it so the word gets out. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.